This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with Till Swan, a conscious media star, mother, entrepreneur, international speaker, and best-selling author of multiple books. Having integrated her own harrowing life experience where as a child she questioned her very own life, she has since turned her past experiences overall into a positive and has used it to inspire millions of people around the world towards truth, authenticity, freedom, and joy. And Till, thanks for joining us here today.
It's wonderful to be here.
And of course, we certainly appreciate your time. Thanks for coming out. So you're known as a best-selling author, world-known healer and speaker, and charitable individual. What is something Till Swan cannot do?
Oh, gosh. Well, the first thing that I can think about is planning. I find planning so stressful and tedious and overwhelming, I can't explain it. The second would probably be math. I have no aptitude for this whatsoever. And I think I could probably figure it out, but like worldly tasks, things like booking arrangements or getting from point A to point B or making sure a car is registered or doing taxes, I actually find that stuff difficult.
Yeah. That sounds like me, actually. Sounds like we're on the same page in those regards. Now, why do most people come to you for help? Get into that a little bit.
Most people come to me because they know something in their life is not working. They know they're in pain. They either do or don't know why they're in pain, but they're at the point where they just want to confront the truth about it, and they want help understanding their problem and learning what to do about it. I would say that if I was to identify the most common source of pain in people, it's actually relationships. So I see the majority of people struggling with that and wanting answers to that, not knowing how to create the connections they want in their life.
Now, here's a question for you. Do you think we are doing enough as a society to bring focus to mental health awareness? What's your thoughts on that?
No, I don't. Honestly, I think awareness of mental health is in its absolute infancy. There's still a great deal of social stigma around it as well. I mean, there's a very big difference between the type of reaction you're going to be met with socially when you tell somebody that you have cancer versus when you tell someone that you're struggling with depression or suicidal thoughts. There's still a great deal of shame around it and so much misunderstanding around it. And, you know, honestly, even if we did bring awareness to mental health, the big problem that we have right now is that knowledge in and of itself about mental health is also in its infancy. So unfortunately, a lot of the information that would be featured if we did bring attention to it would be terrible information, kind of like back in the 1940s or 1950s when doctors were prescribing cigarettes for lung health. You know, for example, right now, in terms of mental health, people in the mental health field are anti-trigger. They're basically trying to do whatever it takes to decrease a person's reactivity when in fact the body is trying through triggering somebody to get a person to revisit unresolved traumas. So we're essentially actively teaching people to suppress still. Also, we think mental health issues are about what's going on in the brain when I would say the vast majority of the time it's about what's happening in someone's life, especially in somebody's early life. So really what we're looking at right now is a mental health crisis that is fueled by the lack of understanding that we have in general about the mind and about emotions.
Certainly do appreciate your thoughts and feedback on that. Much appreciated. Today we're speaking with Till Swan, an international speaker and best-selling author and a survivor of severe childhood abuse, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Personal Development Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, tell me, what are your tips for those who want to be a better version of themselves and healthier?
Oh, gosh, that's a tall ask. Okay. Well, asking this question to someone like me is like asking a marine biologist what fish are in the sea. Because like all of the content I've been producing for over 13 years is about exactly this. But I'm going to throw out some low-hanging fruits. Ready? All right. So the first is to make sure that you make your decisions and actions in your life according to your top values. Most of us become unhappy in our lives because we might have certain values, but we're not living according to them. For example, if one of your top values is spending time with family, but you find that you are constantly prioritizing the tasks that need to be done in the household, we could say that you're not living according to your top values. Or let's say that one of your top values is really pouring yourself into the things that make you the most passionate, and yet you notice that you spend all of your time going to a 9-to-5 job you don't like, and then afterwards just vegging out in front of the television. You're not living according to your values. The people who are the happiest on earth are the ones that live and make decisions according to their values. So that would be my top suggestion for people. Also, another low-hanging fruit is that you can live according to this question: what would someone who loves themselves do? It's a question you can ask yourself relative to any tiny little decision you might need to make, but also the very big ones, like, you know, I'm thinking about quitting my job. What would someone who loves themselves do? The question essentially is going to be answered differently from one person to the other person, because for one person, to love themselves would be to keep it, if it was that job question, or the next person, it would be to let go of it. Other thing I would tell people to do is shadow work. The shadow is essentially what is unconscious within you, and it rules the majority of our decisions and actions. So shadow work, which is a whole host of processes, I've got many of them that I offer for people to do on my website. You can find those. But doing shadow work is to become conscious of what you are currently unconscious of. And by becoming conscious of it, it puts you in the position of free will, where you can make a conscious choice. And that's how you really change those detrimental patterns in your life. And then the last point that I would go into, this is our fourth low-hanging fruit, is to make absolutely sure that you have people in your life who you're deeply connected to. It is very important to me that people understand that connection is a basic human need, and is in fact more of a need than food and water, which is why when we have a horrible breakup, suddenly we lose our appetite, right? If food was more of a priority for us, that would not happen. So connection is essential to human happiness. Humans cannot thrive outside of the context of connection. So to make sure that you are putting energy into having people in your tangible life, we're not talking just across a screen, you know, in terms of technology, tangible people in your life that you can spend time with and can be very deeply connected to on an emotional and mental and even physical level is essential to human health.
Hey, good stuff right there. Really appreciate those tips and advice. And I'm sure you've grabbed the attention of the audience on at least a few of those for sure. Tell me what's next for Till Swan. Anything we should be aware of?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I'm actually in the middle of creating an ancestral healing course, which is what I was doing right before I got on this interview. I'm so excited about that because I'm noticing these ancestral patterns are really active, especially right now. And I'm wanting to give people a practical way that they can resolve those ancestral patterns, both detrimental, but also, integrating the aspects of their ancestral line that are really beneficial, because everybody comes into their specific family because of the benefits they're going to get out of those special traits that are handed down, and also work with those detrimental patterns to change them. I've also got Connection Factor event that I'm doing now. It's my brand new signature event where we pick a city, and then in that city, we gather people who are there specifically because they want to form these meaningful and deep connections with each other. So over the course of those days, I will be teaching about relationships and connection, how to foster those connections. We'll also be doing fun activities that create connection between people, with the idea that hopefully they leave with connections that will last them a lifetime. I've also got clinical trials that I'm trying to carry out here on my process that I created called the completion process, which is specifically for trauma resolution. And also, I'm producing more and more YouTube content, which I have been doing for the last 13 years. I release a new video every single Saturday on YouTube on every subject under the sun. So if people go to my YouTube channel, they can find all that content and go down the Till Swan rabbit hole, as they say.
Well, you certainly stay busy, I got to tell you that, and you certainly got a lot going on, and we really appreciate your joining us here today. If listeners wanted to get more information on yourself and to tap into other platforms other than YouTube, where's the best place to do so?
To go to my website, all you have to do is to remember my name, Till Swan. It's tillswan.com, and everything is collected there for you.
And of course, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Till, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much. Have a wonderful day.
And you too. We've been speaking with Till Swan, an international speaker and best-selling author and a survivor of severe childhood abuse. And for all the details, again, visit tillswan.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.